With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. In Maine, the Democratic Secretary of State has removed former President Donald Trump from that state's primary ballot. Jenna Bellows becomes the first election official to take action unilaterally to bar Trump from under the, quote, insurrection clause of the 14th Amendment. U.S. military now putting independent lawyers in charge of investigations of sexual assault and other major crimes. Former Army Judge Advocate General Sean Timmons says this change will accomplish nothing to cut down on sex crimes in the armed forces.
Everything will stay the same. In fact, things probably will get worse because they're going to ignore the realities that are systemic behind what's causing these issues. And try to say, well, now that we've solved it, we can move on to other things. And nothing's actually being solved. Again, when you're rearranging the chairs on the top deck of the Titanic, you still have a hole from the iceberg.
Also, at SRNnews.com, South Carolina GOP Senator Lindsey Graham pushing back against a proposal in New York that would force the closure of some Chick-fil-A restaurants.
Graham posted a video on X showing him standing outside a Chick-fil-A in New York, protesting a bill that would require the chicken sandwich giant to violate its policy of staying closed on Sundays. Graham says, quote, "This violates the Constitution. This violates the religious liberty of all of us and the company called Chick-fil-A who tries to honor the Sabbath." Graham is threatening to withhold federal funding from any state that tries to make Chick-fil-A open on Sundays. Bob Agner reporting.
The house where four University of Idaho students were brutally murdered last year has now been demolished. Prosecutors earlier in the day telling the university they didn't anticipate needing the house for any further purposes. This is SRN News. The 2023 saw the United Methodist Church shrink faster than ever.
Congregations began quitting the denomination over its embrace of the LGBT agenda back in 2019. About 2,000 had left by the start of 2023. But this year, more than 5,600 additional churches abandoned the UMC. There's a big meeting planned in 2024 to formally finalize the schism, but one wonders if it will even be necessary. Everybody who wants to leave may be gone by then. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In an unprecedented show of resistance against Pope Francis, Catholic bishops in Africa, Poland, and elsewhere say they will not implement the new Vatican policy allowing blessings for same-sex couples. Many are fiercely criticizing the move by the pontiff. One bishop describing the new policy as a, quote, hidden evil. This is SRN News. Two higher-end models of the Apple Watch can go on sale again. Keith Peters has the story.
They can go back in stores after a federal court temporarily lifted a sales halt ordered by the International Trade Commission due to a patent dispute. The ITC, a federal agency, ordered the halt to block Apple from using specific technologies underpinning a blood oxygen measurement system in its Series 9 and Ultra 2 watches. Apple stopped selling the two watch models in the U.S. on Thursday to comply with the ITC ruling. The court's action will allow sales of the two Apple Watch models while it considers whether to reinstate the ITC order as it hears Apple's appeal. Keith Peters reporting.
Wall Street numbers for today. Dow Industrials up 53 points. S&P 500 was ahead a fraction, and the NASDAQ dropped 4 points. More details at SRNnews.com.